Okay, so today's topic on TSE Uncut, we're going to be talking on social media and its impact generally on society, culture, business, and just in general. So we'll start with Mr. Ifeanyi. What do you think is the impact on social media the most?
Social media impact for me has to do with like the business angle for me. I use it mostly for business, reaching out to clients, monitoring other people's businesses, seeing where like I can enhance my own, see other business ideas that I want to try out in the future. And I just use it also like just to have a chill time, watch funny videos, watch comedy skits. I don't use it for like my personal life or to monitor other people's personal lives. So for me, it's just business and entertainment. That's what it is for me.
Okay, so we heard that Mr. Evan is saying that for him it's business mainly. Okay, so we've heard Mr. Ifeanyi say he does it, he uses it for business as to what some people do on internet, that they use it to stalk people, or they use it to, what was the other thing he said? Monitor people. Yes, as to monitoring other people. So yeah, that's one perspective. So we'll hear what the LCD has to say. Being a creative director, I'm pretty sure she has a long list of things she uses social media for also. So Ms. Yeti.
Social media has good and bad impacts. I think it depends on what you choose to do with it. So there's good, there's bad. It depends on yourself.
Okay, so she said it depends on how you choose to use it. I think like that's like a general notion, because there are actually people that use social media to like harm people.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's hear what CPO has to say.
It's just like fish now. Fish in general, yes, eating fish is not a bad thing. It's not bad for you, but the, what do they call the scale, the bone of the fish, if you swallow it, it's bad for you. So that applies to social media. You take the good parts and you remove the bad parts. But if you want the bad parts, that's bad for you.
But why do you use fish as an example? Is it because you're a cat lover?
No.
This person has been doing many
cat
things. Whenever
I go to myself, my cats don't die.
Like, are you serious? You did not post it on social media.
Yeah, I posted it. Now when you come, they tell me, say,
oh, cat lover.
Yes,
also, what you said is a funny thing, because
he posted the cat then.
Yes.
No, he didn't post it then. He posted the cat having fun. Me, I thought the cat is still alive and thriving.
You don't see where the emoji where I put for...
I see heartbreak now. I think maybe the cat do something where you don't like.
No, the cat don't die.
So, I didn't know. So, that's a funny way. So, you see, that's one thing with social media. I think the angles that people use to see things on social media is also different. Because for some people, it might just be that... You said they have buried the cat. Yes, they've buried the cat.
What did you expect?
For some people, they used to eat cats.
Yes, some people eat cats.
Oh, is that why I asked if they buried it? You eat cats?
I thought you said I eat cats. I said, how do I even eat cats? Some people eat cats. I don't.
They
don't
eat
pepper,
so they
eat
cats.
So the thing, cat meat. So I think that the way people look at social media is always a very interesting one also. Why? Because I saw his post on cat. I saw heart emoji. I thought maybe the cat just did something he didn't like. I was even like, you, this cat lover. I didn't know the cat have that.
Nothing to see here.
I didn't know. And now that I'm interpreting all the things I say to your dead cat, it sounds hurtful. So sorry about that. Sorry for your cat loss. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Sadiq, the BDA. Sorry, the OS. So social media is showing all Ifeanyi's fake news and real news. Five women, wonderful. You people should better cut it in the podcast before Ifeanyi's real girlfriend come and say, because the last podcast too. That's why people want to affect Ifeanyi's relationship.
No, he's the one is his cousin.
Ha, please.
All
right, let's hear what Sadiq has to say on social media and its impact.
I don't even know what to say about this social media.
Yeah, let's say what you think and you feel and you've experienced in general.
Social media is just like something lively that, like, something that people want now. Like, I think without social media now, I don't think people can live. That's very true. Do you know, there are days I look at my life and like, if not for internet, I don't know where I would be. I don't know how to function.
But you know the funny thing is, with people like Salah Hayu, we think they are not on social media because you never see any content. But it's their Salah that are monitoring spirits. They are monitoring spirits. They don't miss anything. So you were saying that.
I'm trying to hear one bad impact. Cannot function.
Oh yes, back to the function. Sorry, that's why I came back to it. No. When I mean I cannot function is like from a business point of view, because for the most part, everything I've done has always rotated around internet business. From like my first, from even the first startup, which was unknown, even when it was printing just shirts, I needed to figure a way to put it out there for people to see. Because I'm not the most, like CPO knows, I don't really like to do so much engagement with people on it. He's the talking person.
You
are it. Okay, who is the most talking person? Mr. Efan is choosing. So yeah, we've not heard from BDA's point.
Social media, obviously it has a lot of positive aspects of it. Like people get married through social media.
Why do you shout yes?
It has a lot of impact in the relationship side of it. A lot of people find their soulmates on social media. A lot of people find
this one. You are very particular about soulmates. It's like something is going on.
No, but I've met
a Kafat. Something has happened at Kafat. Mariam used to notice Mariam. Game night, Mariam is always, I don't know whether you're promoting the company image, but she's always having people that she's talking with.
I'll say I'm a very social person.
Yeah.
When it comes to...
Funny enough, and you know, from first glance, somebody with your face mask, somebody would think you're not as social as you are. But you're actually a very social person.
And I get along
person.
With people very well.
Yeah.
Like, on the first thing, the same thing with social media. If I meet someone and we're talking, we just click immediately.
Clicking immediately.
Yeah, and
things are occurring.
You also meet terrible people on social media.
Very terrible people.
You could meet a stalker on social media.
It's like you're talking from experience. And I noticed Lydia is very active on Twitter.
Yeah,
I hope you're not
like,
Twitter troll. You know those people that attack people on Twitter.
I was a Twitter troll.
I just when I saw her following, I looked at her and I'm like, this person is all these people that used to fight on Twitter.
I used to fight a lot on Twitter especially.
And they say that when you see the people that used to fight, you think they have big boys. just
if they come and,
find you, they will just squeeze you inside briefcase.
That was the exciting part of Twitter, especially during that corona time. No, I was very active on Twitter.
I hope you have not trolled.
It's not really bad. If you come for me, I come for you. That's how it is.
I hope you have not trolled CPO or COO. Let's go back and check back ends.
That's why a lot of people are like, you better go off social media for your
mental
health. Because if people troll you alone on that Twitter.
But you now funny thing.
You're messing with somebody's mental health.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm trolls mess with people.
No, she's not saying she's a troll. She said she was very active. She was like,
very,
I give you.
She was a troll.
Maybe wrong use of English.
Yes, wrong use of English.
Yeah.
But I was not a troll. I was just, it's mostly if you come for me, that's okay.
You have to look for your trouble.
If you look for my trouble, then
people that are randomly, they will just go on your post and be insulted.
A lot of people.
Is it only on Twitter that you know how to fight back, but you can fight back people?
No, just on Twitter.
Person can't tell you rubbish like this.
That's the point of social media now. You know, we can hide behind our phones.
Because there's so now if I can't tell you all this, I'll go with
you. It's possible.
She go use status. She go use status. You know there are people now that fight on status. Yeah. Status we fight for them.
Exactly. Since I cannot confront you, you know, I'll go behind my keyboard. Keyboard warrior.
But I feel like that mental health issue on social media, I don't know how everybody are programmed with their own mental health, but I feel like somebody cannot mentally disturb me on social media.
I think it's not exaggerated. So there are people that are very little threshold. Exactly. So any small thing can just.
Yeah, but I say, like, that's what I say from a personal point for me.
Because most of us, I feel like social media contributed to it.
Yeah,
I didn't hear suicide. Like, how do you allow people you don't know, strangers,
some people on social media, but it's not, you don't even have to troll them or do something to make them feel bad. If they, like, going through someone else's profile, you see this one has money.
That's why they removed likes. People used to be bothered if they have 2 likes and another person has 1 million likes.
On Instagram.
They removed likes. You can hide your likes.
You see this LinkedIn thing that Salah has. Wait, let's hear from Salah, because do you feel like social media can influence your mental health? That's not it. Okay, you have.
I don't send anybody.
I
don't
need
it. Social media, I just use it for fun. Go watch
statues,
laugh at you.
Between a light and laugh, that is my
so I felt like that was what social media was supposed to be.
Well, you see, on LinkedIn, you will enter. When I was 18, I built my empire. You'll just be seeing different success.
That actually makes some people get it, like they look at their own life and whatever. They don't really care to know, okay, these people that, how did they start? Or is it even true?
And there are a lot of people lying on LinkedIn now. A lot of them are copying and pasting.
This one is only 20 and it's achieved so much. Yeah. But I'm even clocking maybe my late 30s. Exactly. And I've not achieved anything.
Even today I knew that some Abuja guys that have nice cars.
This thing, since she had it, this thing has been disturbing her.
House is too far. Apart from their iPhone and their Benz, that's all, and their one captain.
Has somebody with one captain tried to approach you?
After you have better car, you don't have a place to stay.
No, but some people rent.
Yeah, they don't rent cars. Some of the cars too are rent. Not even their own.
That's also a lot of money you're spending.
It's because ladies, like...
You've not seen... Which ladies? Who is?
I'm not having your house around.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if it's a chance for them, you go to get this luxurious car, or to get a nice place to stay,
you could even sleep in your car. You could be living in your car.
That's so stressful.
No, a lot of people are doing fake life on social media. The pressure is getting worse. See that girl that was 9 that she spends 2 million every day on top of life problems.
I saw that thing. I'm like, what is going on?
2 million.
How many life problems can you have?
Yeah, even if you have one problem today, maybe if you pay, you fix it. It's not
at least it will not recur to like 2 days.
The pressure is getting worse. People have to keep up to the standard that
they have. One good impact of social media that I have achieved so far is five husbands.
But I've also been making money off social media, and then I feel like, to me,
because I'm not a social media kind of person, I will not say, like, I post and I engage sometimes, but, like, to the average, I don't know how to put it, like, if you can't compare me with somebody that's active on social media, I'm actually not active like that. Sometimes on news, I don't even know about it, so I can't really say this social media thing can actually live without it. Like if they off network, we will not have food to eat.
I don't know how you will live, but we will not have food in the house that we are living.
No, I mean for the entertainment part.
Okay.
Like, yeah. people that allow social media run their life.
I actually do without it sometimes. It's not like I can't.
For me, it's that man.
You know, there are times you won't have to get away with it, especially when there are sad stories going.
Exactly. And some people exaggerate some things like, okay, yes, what you know, there are things that you're going to do, but you
make it miserable with electricity.
Oh, God.
Exactly. I can actually, yes.
There are more problems than even with social media.
No, I'm on social media. I don't say I'm not.
He means like better you take internet than you take
what I phone for.
Actually, because if you're not,
how will you even get the phone to charge?
Because
no, when we talk,
sometimes you can see a group of people sitting in the room, like five,
yes.
six people.
And
nobody is saying anything. Everybody
is doing. It's so annoying.
I don't like it.
You are in a room, but you are there engaging with people that are not close to you. That's what they say is one of the negative
things.
But that's how you know new people now.
Some people are
no. You know, like when we did cultural impact of anime, it's like okay, random people come in a room. They are all strangers, but now animation brought them together, and they are supposed to have a conversation.
Somebody can be watching a funny video on social media and start laughing and show the rest of people. Social media to create conversation.
No,
but I get what you're saying about people.
So
I think that also is, but for mental health, people need to do better because you can't allow somebody that you can't see to be telling. It's just like, do you know that? Do you know what? If you literally troll me, I've not really had a direct troll incident, but me, I might be laughing with you. Wait.
And you know, most of the time, those people that actually
like troll me, I'll throw you back.
They don't even know something might happen to make someone start trending, but you don't know the full story.
Yeah,
you don't know what actually happened. Like something might happen to someone. Like let's give an example: this Ronaldo incident, this interview, Cristiano Ronaldo. You didn't hear about it? Like he did an interview, like saying the bad things they were doing to him.
Yeah.
The main interview have not come out yet. It's just a 2 minutes.
Clip that they carry, yes. Then they now push that narrative.
But if you see the way everybody is talking about it, they don't even know some are attacking him.
Social media don't allow people to get the full story.
Others are defending him. You get.
But just want the one that is only.
You don't have the full story yet. And even if you have the full story of the interview, you don't know what he's saying. Is it true? Or are there some elements of false news?
But people are already picking sides.
You understand? So most of the time, that's what happens in social media. I can give an example with our startup.
Tractrix. No, that was what I was trying to give an example of. Like the time we had to do damage control with Tractrix.
Some people don't know. Some people don't even know what happened because they tag it as.
She says she don't know too. So let me give you a quick backstory. Transit logistics that you know now, which does import, export, and normal interstate and intrastate, started off as Tractrix. Tractrix was meant for booking train tickets. Because that's how we entered into the first funding, co-founding thing with him. So it was because they were not booking tickets online in 3 years ago.
Okay.
And they kept delaying it. So we said, okay, we can build the platform. And when they book, they still get their remittance. But, and we will now give them the platform. They don't have to pay us. We will just collect service charge. Mm-hmm. So we launched it. It was going well. I think we were testing it. There were normal, maybe 2 bookings, 3 bookings for like 2 weeks. Then one person enjoyed the service and now posted it on their group. I think NMPC or no, sorry, Kaduna Electric group. And it was like a big people group. So that night, I just saw that bookings that came in that night, almost 100. Like big, and now you know there's regular that time was 1.5 VIP. I was just in VIP. I'm like, who is this? So I even called him. I said, wait, have you people announced it yet? Because we were saying we want to finish the thing, test it, then go and approach them again because we had started writing. He said, no, but we were not doing it. We're managing the same structure. We see your bookings, we pay for it, we send it to somebody that will buy the ticket. They give you your phone number, you call and collect your ticket. So you don't have to queue. So that was the essence because we hadn't integrated with them, so they couldn't issue it. So one man bought it. But when he got their network, these Nigerians.
No, he printed it.
No, yeah, he printed it.
He printed out the page of the booking. Then he went to the counter.
No, that wasn't it.
No, that was what happened.
See what happened? He called the man first.
Mm-hmm.
But the number that you're supposed to collect your ticket from.
Okay.
Because I spoke to him when we were doing damage control, that what happened? That he printed it. And then network didn't go. So he felt like instead of calling anybody, let me just go to the counter. And because we hadn't integrated with NRC, NRC don't know anything about. So they were now confused that no, it seems like they've scammed you. Ha, God, Siba, that day. So when he now went, and this is one of the things with Nigerians' problem in general, that whenever we do, how can technology fix Nigeria in 6 months? Because internet and phone providers even had a downtime network. This is what now caused the whole ripple effect. So it now became an issue of, no, we don't have this, so they've scanned you. In less than 1 hour, we saw, my mother was the one that sent me. Funny thing, I was planning for my introduction that day. So this beautiful woman that we cannot do without the internet. So I was planning for my introduction. I was to go, like, they say introduction, 4 o'clock. Around one, my mother sent me a WhatsApp group. Track trips is labeled a scam. I said, yeah.
Like, broadcast message.
Broadcast message, Joe.
How did they even this go? Is who first started sending the
message? Everybody will just snap it now. That is social media for you. And you know that broadcast message is a very bad thing.
Social media can spread bad news more than
for you to track
yes.
down to the
and
person.
The train,
you will know.
No, the train agency will put it in their group
now,
and share it.
They did a bulletin and posted it on their wall.
Immediately.
Like, yes, do not book from
the train. Yes, calm down. The next thing I knew,
social media.
So when we now had that, okay, this issue, we now halted the app that no current booking is going on. Everybody that had booked, because they cannot get tickets again. The ones that we've bought their tickets, collected their tickets. So some people, like if we had a 500 booking, about 25 of them had tickets already. Some people's tickets were for, some people had booked for days ahead. Let's show you how it was a very good startup. But the government sometimes do not favor the youth in Nigeria. You build something for free. Just before I even get to the end, just for context, we built it for free. We said we'll give it to you people, and then we will just be collecting service charge. Yeah? At the end of the day, when they commissioned the new online booking, they said they paid the people 900 million for the app. Something we built for free and said, no, don't pay us any money. And these people that still collect service charge minus the 900 million. So the government need to do better when it comes to supporting technology. So now back to the story. They now started, we're doing damage control. So everybody that had booked ahead, we're sending, we return their money. So this is another importance of technology and why sometimes when I'm about data, it's from a point of experience. Because we used Paystack, we used emails, and every conversation is logged. So when we needed to compile, because we got invited to DSS, it was that big, like Department of Security, Social Security, like a whole issue. We went, they called us the next day. So we halted it, did damage control. Everybody that paid, we said no more paying. We refunded for those that hadn't gotten tickets. On Twitter now, come and see Twitter. This is a scam. That's the only, that was when I was saying the experience I have with trolls. So we put out in public, how you manage to do damage control. You can't attend to everybody per chat. So you come up with one publication, and then anybody that sends a hateful thing, you put it as an image. If he reads it, fine. Some will read it, they will still be arguing with you. You will just tell them, I think what we did that day, after you argue, we'll say, we'll give you thumbs up emoji and say we are working on it. Because what else can we do? If not, we'll start a full-blown debate.
Yeah.
So that's how we did damage control till around 5. I went late for my introduction at the end of the day. I had to keep them waiting like 1 hour, 30 minutes. Everybody has squeeze face. I'm like, whoa, me, I'm sure going to marry this person. Maybe we like squeeze face. So the next day, we now had to go to Abuja. When we now got to DSS, because we had all this data, all we did, I still have the file, Sev. I'll show you maybe after the podcast. We took the Paystack CSV, we took all the emails, we now did a footnote and cross-matched it with everything. So everything was into one PDF. So when we got there, they took us into questioning. You people are doing ticket racketeering, you're scamming people. We say, no, we're not scamming people. One, we're a registered company. This is why structure is important. We have our registration. Everything we did, see the back end. For when it was halted, we reversed. Everybody were successful. So it was even after the incident we had with them, they now brought a new law that you cannot buy tickets on behalf of somebody. So we are literally the one that even, so we saw a loophole. It was a way to make the system more efficient without anybody getting scammed. We worked on it, but instead of them to like, okay, after everything, maybe integrate with us, they now said no. So they literally even told us then that we stepped on a lot of big toes, that because the guy had to ask me like, are we from Nigeria? Like, because everything is so packaged, so organized. Like, then he was like, the truth is, what we did is a very good thing, but we stepped on a lot of big toes. That because this government, this project is being the bid for it is in millions, hundreds of millions of. So us launching it was an embarrassment to them, because for the longest time they kept saying that they couldn't roll it out because they are still working on it. Then some random people just came, rolled out something, and after we launched it, people were even we even sent them emails like to show you compassionate people saying, ah, we really love this thing, we put it in that brief, we hope you people rectify with them. After we even still packed up, because we had to put out, we couldn't reach an agreement, we would be dissolving track trips and rebranding. So we now rebranded into online ticket solutions and logistics company. So up to you, even sometimes you go to the mention, you see people say, we were so wonderful, we wished you people. So it was that pressure that was on them, because now after we launched, we closed. People are now saying, if you people know, you will not do the online tickets. You should have allowed these people. Yeah. Then I think in 4 months or five.
It was like a year.
Was it up to?
It was like a year.
It was like a year. They now released the official one that they kept saying would not be functional. Yeah, so social media. So that was like a small story on some of the startups we've either built before we pivoted to VC. But now we don't build again. We try and back people. We try and create a solution, because we have experience now, so we know what it feels like for founders to build. So we try and create a solution around these problems and like guide them and try and establish networks that can make some of these things easier for them. Because I'm not going to lie, in that one day of bookings, I think we saw not even one day, between 10 p.m. just in the night,
6 to 8 hours,
the turnover was about 20 million. The profit of service charge was already about 600k. So you know the kind of the settings. That's why startup solutions are very important, because there's a lot of money in it if the market is right. So yeah, I think that's it. So for me, social media, I don't think anybody should allow social media get to them. If anybody is trolling you, you block them, you mute them, you take a break from your phone. And you relax, you recalibrate. For me, I feel like people need to monetize their social media more.
That's my own.
Just make money off social media.
Followers, you're not selling anything.
I'm telling you.
Posing with your yansh.
But how do you know whether they are not selling something with the posing with their yansh? Some people, that's the market. They are the product.
I don't want to go there.
You don't want to go there. Yeah. But we're not attacking anybody. Sorry.
Because I don't know how you leave your house, go to somebody's gate, and go and snap your post on social media.
Or you post with somebody's car. Did you see that one? She was even trying to open the car. And the car was inside. Yes, there was a whole video of somebody trying. You know how you're making videos of like walking to my car? She was not trying to open the car. The owner of the car was just looking at her. From inside, like glass, this thing. Pressure is getting worse.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, people need to figure out how to use social media to their benefit. Either build products, build things. And social media, one of the very good advantages, see Barra, one of the artists that exhibited at Cat Escape, his come up story was off social media. He was painting for a while.
Nobody, he did that black guy that he killed.
Yeah.
Floyd. Well, we don't know his name, right, but it's so racist.
Black Lives Matter now.
Yes. So he now drew the guy. I know that everybody was talking about. Somebody came across his drawing. Somebody came across his drawing, and then they now put it in one article. Like that, they have blue.
So yeah, that was how that. That's, it was on that concept that we now said, okay, with CAFAT, there are some things that we feel like could be done when you have right network to export talent from the region, because at the end of the day, if you can export as many people talent, as you can export as more talent and you empower as many people, then you now start to see a change generally from bottom up, because everybody is now self-dependent. You don't have to be so dependent on government to come and give you handouts to come and go and vote for who you don't want to vote. So you can now say, oh, I'm even self-sufficient. Okay, now we want the right leaders, we want the right policy changes. So I feel like it's a bottom-up approach that fixes Nigeria. And social media is one of those tools that the youth should try and leverage on. Look for the benefits find how to utilize it and make sure that it works for you as best. You've had different experiences being shared. I think everybody has shared an experience from the LCD from the LCD that uses it for money purposes to BDA that might look for a soulmate on it but used to be a troll but has repented. So every troll can repent to COO that
business and entertainment.
Yeah, business but doesn't want that doesn't want to stalk people on it. To Mr. Sadiq that says he just uses it to catch up to speed on things. To those that got husbands off it. To Salah that uses it to laugh. She uses it for laugh. She uses it to... Yeah, there was one Twitter handle that time that used to make people laugh in the night. I don't think it's still active. They always post funny, funny things. People used to come there. I've forgotten the name. That pandemic time. They were really big. They were really big handle. Like they post all the funny, savage replies of the day. Trailer Jam Show. Where's Trailer Jam Show? Oh god, that was really hilarious. That to CPO that he too just uses it on a casual note. So I think it has a lot of impact, both negative and positive. It depends on how you choose.
Now, though, the younger generation
is
actually using it more for business.
The younger generation are using it to dance TikTok. And TikTok takes so much.
You see everybody's doing business online, like there are lots of people who use
Not
as much as the one dancing up and down.
So there's a high
but you know people make money off TikTok.
Yeah, actually. So with TikTok, but they haven't monetized it in Nigeria. But that's even the concept of Web3. Web3 is to make the internet monetized so that any social media platform you are, you can make money. So I think that can round up this session of podcast. Next time we will be talking on a fix for all the problems that we notice that we feel technology should can solve. So yes, in Nigeria. Thank you.
Stop lying.
LinkedIn people, stop lying.
You're just being oppressed.
No, but a lot of lies are on LinkedIn. There's like, if you were to pull the number of stories, there's somebody that they busted of recent now. She claimed to have worked in Microsoft, Google, everything. You know, she copied somebody's whole business profile as her profile. Stop. So anytime that person posts any congratulatory thing, she posts it.
She's not scared.
So the way they catfish people's, you know, there are guys that will post girls. That's what she does. And a lot of people do it. I feel like they have an emotional issue already. So they're just trying to make themselves feel better.
That's very psychological.
Yes, imposter syndrome. So people need to go back and look at their mental health and figure out how to utilize social media. Then make money off social media.
And one bad thing about I forgot to mention, I've been scammed twice.
She will not allow people rest with these two times she got scammed. No, but there are startups that. Let me tell you one funny thing. There are startups that are creating. There are startups that are working on solution for this. Like I know one that applied for that. I think is in talks or trying to onboard TSC as an advisory. Pay lead dates. They try and create like an escrow solution so that before you pay anybody that you're buying something from online, they hold the money. So if you don't get it, you just and they will return
that's
your money. Yes.
Yeah. Ah, that
never been scammed.
It's bad. It's bad answer to buy. They were even so nice. Ah, ma'am. Ah, nice. How was your night? Did they have paid? They even said, they actually gave me a driver's number.
They did the whole process, but they still ended up. No, they blocked her afterwards.
They blocked me afterwards, though. Okay. Yeah, I think the other one was what? 1K, this is the registration that if you pay, you get 50K at the end of the month, have something.
You too, you
don't
have
it. Only God can say. So, yeah, we've had different experiences and different personal experiences. Thank you for joining the podcast. We'll catch up with you people next time. All right, cheers.